This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thanks so much for joining us. Remember, you can always reach out 24/7 with your thoughts on anything you hear or something you see or something great happening in America, wherever it is you hail from. Send it to me. I want to hear about it. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. There's a lot of debate as to whether it was right what happened at the president's mansion in Florida, raided by the FBI. His son told Sean Hannity it's the basic witch hunt kind of deal because it wasn't the local FBI office. It was something that came out of Washington, D.C. The raid and the reason is still unexplained, even though there's been pressure on the FBI to have an answer for what was the raid about with these documents. And should we be concerned about them? But the other thing that is being talked about is the crazy killings of Muslim men in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And then there was this stunning arrest of a suspect in the string of these killings. And he's Muslim. Mohammed Syed, 51, of Albuquerque, charged in at least two of the killings and called a suspect by police there in the two other killings. There was even a $20,000 reward for information leading to an arrest because people were so concerned about what was happening. And a news release that was just pushed out all over the place about that and what kind of car the suspect was driving and whatnot. Three of the victims were from Pakistan. Syed faces murder charges in the deaths of the two that were killed, two of the Muslim men that were killed. And according to the deputy commander, again, he's suspected of what they're calling involvement in the two other deaths. So this is different than the way it was looking. It could be some sort of interpersonal conflict that has been involved, that led to this, that's involved in all of this. There's not a lot of information on it, but they definitely had enough to pick him up, that's for sure. Syed has been living in the U.S. for the last couple of years. He had some minor misdemeanor arrests, one for domestic violence. So, boy, the Albuquerque Muslim community was in fear. There were people that were canceling events because it was an ambush-style killing in all the cases. And now it looks like it could be something completely different than what was originally thought based on who was picked up. But that's all still unfolding as cases are being put together, etc. But very different from what originally was most likely thought to be the case here. All right, I have to tell you the good news at the top of this, because I felt like every single show in June, I was the bearer of the worst news ever when it came to gas and how much you're paying for gasoline. Because let's face it, what's in your wallet affects your mood. What happens when you got to feed your family? What happens, you know, when you got to be out there slinging the hash, making the money, stringing the jobs together, and you're driving from point A to point B? My favorite show right now that I am binge watching, because I didn't watch in the beginning, is called Wicked Tuna. And one of my favorite tuna captains, that's what he says all the time, we got to get some meat on this boat because I got to put food on the table. And they talk about what it costs to go out, the gasoline, to go out and fish and fill up the boats and all that. But gas prices for you and I, when we're pulling up the pumps and not on the water, rose, remember, in March all the way past $5. In fact, mid-June, it was so bad where it really had peaked out. I guess it wasn't five in March, but it was ticking up. It was over $5 in the middle of June. And, you know, now it's down, down, down. So in some areas, you're looking at less than $3.80 a gallon for the first time since early, early March. I mean, it's been a crazy wild ride where you went from 3 to 4 to 5 and now it's going backwards, and yeah, we wanted to go backwards, right? Because there's something about filling up. You gotta fill up to get from one place to the next place to the next place. And when you're fumbling around and you start seeing the numbers continue to kick up, we don't like that. That's something Americans do not tolerate. And then there's all this conversation about electric and getting in line for a car. And, oh, can I afford it? And maybe that's the way I should go, but there's not a lot of charging stations and all of that conversation. So the good news is jump on Gas Buddy. Look for the cheapest gas around your neighborhoods, and you'll be able to find it that way. Or there's other apps and other ways to do that. But it's definitely down. I can see it. I can feel it because I filled up, and it's much different than what I filled up for in June. That's for sure. When I'm saving $20-$25, you know, there's a lot you can do with that $25 versus putting it into the tank. All right, the raid, the 9-hour raid of the president's home, Mar-a-Lago, in Florida on Monday. So there was a search warrant that was focused on presidential records and evidence of classified information being stored there. And what apparently it is, you know, this is a 128-room building that they went through, but mostly focused on the former president's office. The raid included 30 plainclothes agents from the Southern District of Florida and the FBI's field office. And they did go through other rooms, but they apparently were looking for these 15 cardboard boxes of material from the White House. So they got there at 9 in the morning, didn't leave until 6:30. And I guess the boxes were confiscated by the feds, but it's unknown if anything else was taken from the mansion. And the boxes supposedly contained documents and mementos from Trump's presidency, including letters from Barack Obama and Kim Jong-un and other correspondents with world leaders. The boxes were packed up, which is typical, by the General Services Administration and shipped to Mar-a-Lago when Trump left office in January of 2020. So the attorneys for the former president say, look, we've been cooperating fully with the feds on the return of the documents to the National Archives and Records Administration. So we were cooperating. There wasn't any kind of a problem here. The Trump family has been in New Jersey, so they're not there. There's just a skeleton staff there. They were made aware of it when somebody called his son to let him know that the FBI was there and what they were doing. So is this more show? There was agents that included a professional safe cracker that were accompanied in with the FBI. So go figure. Is this politics? Is there more to it? What's going on?
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Supply Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Westlow has authored a book called Destruction in Love. She's with us now, and it's an interesting title because it immediately grabs you and makes you think, wow, what's this about? Elizabeth, how'd you come up with this book, and tell us more about it?
Well, it's a poetry chapbook which combines rhyming couplets and stanzas with prose and quotes that don't rhyme, and I came up with the title because it's honestly, a poetic book about my turmoil in regards to relationships and how possibly they destroyed me or I destroyed them. So sort of a play on words.
Yes, destruction in love. I mean, you say it right in the beginning, even in, you know, when you first look at the book and you look at the very beginning of it in what you're talking about, and even in saying, the me you know is not who I am, that is brilliant. I kept pondering that today over coffee, like, the me you know. Was it tough to pull this all together? Was it fun? What was it like for you to put all your work into this?
Well, this particular book, I think, pulled a lot out of me and took a lot out of me because I really wrote it when I was very emotionally distraught. A lot of those poems, I was writing my pain out and I was writing hurt and anger out. And in a way, it was cathartic, but also it was very emotional for me. So that's where my mindset was when I was writing the book. But I forgot your initial question. I'm so sorry.
No, no, that's okay. It's what we're talking about. We're talking about what was it like for you? Was it fun? I mean, you've written other books. Letters and What If We Are the Reflection and all of that. Yeah. So what was this one like?
This book was fun to write and fun to put together. And I feel in a lot of ways it's sort of proving that you can make it through anything that you go through, because I really write about what these two men that I was involved with at this time were doing to me and how they were making me feel. I was in a toxic relationship and he was really hurting me, and I wrote it all out there, and writing it out and getting it down on paper was a psychological release for me and really helped me get through, because I don't think I would have been able to get through what I was going through without that, without being able to put it on paper and get relief.
Oh, wow. So that is very, very, very powerful. And, you know, you talk about follow your head and your heart will follow, that others say follow your head and your heart will follow. Do you think that's true?
I didn't know that was the question. It was, do I follow my head or do I follow my heart? And I never knew which. And that's why I was writing, was because I was so stuck. I couldn't decide, do I follow my head and I go with true love, or do I follow my heart and stay in a toxic relationship? And it ended up that the only thing I could do was write it out, be alone, and choose myself. And that's the only way I could get through it.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite poem or something that you've written in the book, In Destruction in Love?
Yes, definitely. I feel like I started off with a bang. If I could read that, that would be great.
Sure.
So it starts with, I need to be set free. I feel him pull me down, tugging on the edge of my mouth, causing me to wear a frown. Please make him let me go. How I need that white gown. Please don't let me wake one day to find no one in my town. I cannot refrain from listening. They talk, they make such sound. When am I allowed to look up rather than face the ground? Here I reach my hand to you, 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 and you, asking each and every one, please make the pain be through.
Wow, that's beautiful. What do you hope people take away from reading, picking up at any point? Because that's the thing that's wonderful about your book. You can pick it up at any point. What do you hope people take away from Destruction in Love?
I hope that when people are reading these poems, they can really feel what I was feeling. I hope that it derives some emotion in them. And I hope also, if you're going through something, if you're stuck in a relationship, you don't know which way to go, or you're just stuck in anything and you really feel you can't find a way out, I think this book, by reading it and reading what I experienced, you can find that there is a way through anything. As long as you find a positive outlet, rather than just sitting still and not moving, find a positive outlet and slowly the answers will come to you. And I think that's the most important thing.
I love that. What a great sentiment. So you have, as I mentioned before, and you can get this Kindle version, you can get this on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold, and you have What If We Are the Reflection, you have Letters. What's next for you? Are you working on something else?
Well, right now I'm just really trying to get the word out about these three books, and I'm trying to push Destruction in Love. No one really knows who I am. I'm kind of sitting here trying to wave at the world and say, hello, can someone notice me here? So I'm just trying to get the word out that I have some interesting books here that anyone can really just take a look at. And Instagram as well, my samples are all there under Poetry by Elizabeth.
All right, Instagram, Poetry by Elizabeth. I love it. So you're waving your hand, and we see you, Elizabeth. Elizabeth,
thank you.
Weslow. And again, there's all three books, but Destruction in Love, I think what an interesting, fabulous concept it is. And I wish you the best with it, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kate.
interesting, as I said to her, talking about poetry, poetry's made a big comeback, I think, because of the pandemic, and I have no scientific evidence of that, but I just am noticing that it's popping up more and more. August 9th was Book Lovers Day, and so whether it's romance novels, sports books, bibliographies, or historical novels, or crime novels, whatever it is that you read, I am such a lover of books. That's why I like to highlight authors on the show, because I think there is a great escape in books and things that you can learn in books. And if you came to my house and you saw my library, you'd really see a wide berth of different things that I pick up and read. I'm actually reading Tony Robbins' book now, on money. He did a book on money where he interviewed some of the top people in the, I'll call it the money game, but it's not really about money. It's pretty intriguing, actually. Someone recommended this to me a couple of different times, and I was like, okay, I'll bite. Speaking of money, a new Rasmussen poll is out. The majority of us are expecting to be paying even more for groceries. Oh, yay. So here's what the poll results look like. 61% of us said, yeah, we think we're going to have to ante up more. But it breaks down this way. 9% say they think they'll be paying less for groceries in a year. 17% expect the bills to be about the same. 14% undecided. 77% of Republicans say they expect to be spending more on groceries a year from now. 47% of Democrats expect to be paying more. 60% of independents expect to be paying more. 89% of everybody surveyed said they're spending more for groceries. That's the key. No matter what your party affiliation is, 89% surveyed said they're spending more for groceries now than they were a year ago. So there you go. 63% say rising food prices are causing them to change their eating habits. And 31% say inflation hasn't changed their eating habits. I think the rising food prices have really caused people to change eating habits. So when you were just running out and grabbing things like, oh, it makes my head feel good, I'm going to go out and grab some grub, we're going to go get dinner here, and then Friday becomes that, and Saturday becomes that, and Sunday becomes that, I think that there's less eating out. And then, of course, a lot of it may also have to do with when your restaurants that you like are open because they can't find help. So their hours are shortened, and that makes a big difference, too. But the increase on all the individual foods, which, of course, would be passed on, would make a difference, especially if there's more than, you know, there's a couple of people that are going out, and then it adds up after that. All right. This, I think, is good news. I don't care what your politics are. We need to be making chips in our backyard. So the president signed a $280 billion CHIPS Act. That's to boost us over China because we're so reliant on China. We need domestic high-tech manufacturing. We need it. And so that's, I think, a good thing, period. We need to incentivize investments in the semiconductor industry because we got to ease our reliance on overseas supply chains for critical cutting-edge tools like chips. That is a thumbs up. Man Cave next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Gas prices continued to fall today. AAA reports the national average for a gallon of regular fell another 2 cents, down to $4.03. The average has seen a steep drop from a month ago when drivers were paying an average of $4.69 a gallon. And many Americans are contemplating moving.
A new Ipsos Axios poll found that many Americans of both parties are now considering moving from their home states to new locations where their political beliefs hold sway. Over 30% of Americans have considered making such a move in the past 6 months. Overall, 38% of people who said they are considering a move would go to a red state, compared to 34% who would move to a blue state, and 28% to a swing state. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News. Explosions at a Russian Air Force base on Crimea triggered an evacuation of local residents as Ukrainian officials vowed to liberate the peninsula, though Kyiv didn't take responsibility for the blasts. The Russian Defense Ministry said that the explosions, which came as Ukraine presses on with a counteroffensive aimed at liberating the south of the country from Russian control, were caused by exploding Air Force ammunition, and there was no shelling of any kind aimed at the base. Aircraft stationed there were undamaged, and there had been no injuries, the ministry said. New York City Mayor Eric Adams suggested he would bus New Yorkers down to Texas to campaign against Republican Governor Greg Abbott for the good of America in response to Abbott's move to bus illegal immigrants from Texas to the Big Apple. I already called all my friends in Texas and told them how to cast their votes, Adams said, during a news conference on Tuesday. He added, we have to get him out of office. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave.
As usual in the man cave, we're going to bop around to a couple of different things here. And also a reminder that I have a book called Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Want You to Know. That is the perfect gift coming up in the next couple of months with the holidays around. And it's just been updated. So all sports across the board, funny stories, just enough to make someone dangerous with the information they would know. But you'll laugh out loud at so much of what I put in there. All right, this isn't a laughing matter. This is for real. I've been wondering when this was going to happen, and I guess the time is right now. I've seen her play. I've had the opportunity to be really in a group of people and have a conversation with her. But Serena Williams announced that her tennis career is really winding down. She wants to grow her family, and she talked about thoughts about her future in a first-person essay she did on Vogue.com, because she's going to grace the cover. She suggested the U.S. Open would be her final tournament. She says she has mixed feelings about the next chapter and didn't even want to use the dreaded R word, retirement. Instead, she used evolution. I like that. She said she was reluctant to admit it to herself or anyone else that she had to move on from playing tennis. Alex Iwani, who is her husband, she said they've hardly talked about it. It's like a taboo topic. She said she gets uncomfortable. She gets a lump in her throat. Think about how long she's been playing tennis, ever since she was a little girl in the courts of Compton when her father, Richard, taught her and Venus tennis, and then they grew up to be these incredible tennis players. So Anyway, there was an Instagram post about her Vogue cover story, and she said the countdown has begun. She's going to really relish the next couple of weeks. So she is going to play in the U.S. Open. Boy, that's going to be a hot ticket, the U.S. Open, because Williams, who is 40, and she is currently playing at the Canadian Open, won her first match in 14 months this week to move on, you know, to keep trying to go deeper into the tournament. But in Wimbledon, I think, was just such a big disappointment for her. And she realizes she's being probably torn in different directions. She won her last Grand Slam title while pregnant at the Aussie Open in 2017. And Olympia, her daughter, turns 5 next month. So now it's on. Game on. I mean, her career has been incredible. 73 career singles titles, 4 Olympic gold medals, 319 weeks at number one. Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. She has been fun to watch. I have to admit, there's no question about it. She's an American treasure. For all of you people out there listening who don't know much about Serena Williams, she really has done America well. And her final tournament this week in a month, she's going to attempt to tie Margaret Court's record of 24 major titles. She's at 23, which is absolutely mind-boggling that she's at that amount. And she certainly will go down as one of the greatest of all time. So there you go. You hate to hear this, especially because we're talking about training camps, but New York Jets coach Robert Saleh is saying that, you know, that Becton's season is likely over because of a knee injury. So that starting right tackle, who's been a force, has a chip fracture in his right knee. So how can he, if you think about that injury, they were pretty optimistic after he got an MRI, but it's just not looking good. He was a 2020 first round pick. Injured that same knee that required season-ending surgery in September, but this is even, you know, much more different than that. Becton's started only 14 of 33 games in 2 seasons, and including 6 games he didn't finish because of various injuries. His weight was a major story. I mean, this guy was a stud, and that's why he was drafted where he was. His weight was a huge story, though, last season. He reached 400 pounds recovering from surgery. I mean, like, what is he doing? And I get it, because he couldn't work out the way he could normally work out, but wow. So he was overweight at the June mini camp. And he trained before camp and was reported to be in acceptable shape. But acceptable is not great shape, right? It's not great shape. So it is about hirings, firings, injuries, and also extensions, you know, contract extensions. The Washington Commanders fired their defensive line coach, Sam Mills, because of a bizarre breakdown in philosophy. But that's what happens. Look, the coach is Ron Rivera. He fired him, he said, because we have a difference of philosophy. And he didn't elaborate on what that means. He just said, I felt like it was time to make a change. I needed to make a change here. Mills had been with Rivera since he was hired as Carolina's head coach in 2011. So they've known each other for a long time. He was an assistant defensive line coach until December 2018, when he was elevated to the main role. And, I mean, this had to be kind of, I would think it would be a difficult decision, because they've known each other for so long. So you know that Rivera is changing something that he's doing, and because Sam was popular, but that's got to make sense that for him, that there's a reason why he did this. You know, Hall of Fame defensive end Warren Sapp was helping him practice on Tuesday, and he's worked with the defensive line for several days in the spring as well. I don't know. There's a big kind of question mark there as to who's going to step in, and that obviously is a super important role. So I don't think he came to that decision lightly. All right, money, money, money makes the world of sports go around. We know that. And it's about paying big bucks when you want to get the rights to conferences in college sports, or the rights to individual teams, that whole thing, right? So what you and I get to see, the Big Ten is apparently close to finalizing a new media rights deal that's going to add CBS and NBC to their lineup, because they already have a big-time partnership, the Big Ten, with ESPN. Fox is going to still be the Big Ten's main media partner. So it's negotiating all the alphabet soup of where we're putting our stuff, you know, where we're being seen. ESPN rejected the Big Ten's final offer of a 7-year, $380 million agreement, which would have included rights to fewer marquee games than what their current agreement is. So anyway, the Big Ten's new agreement will feature CBS broadcasting football games in a mid-afternoon time slot, which had previously been filled by SEC games. So if you are a college football fan, pay attention to that. It matters because that's going to matter who's calling the games, all of that. Anyway, the Big Ten's new media rights agreement still has to be approved by league presidents and chancellors. Ready for this? I mean, maybe you need to sit down. Well, maybe you are sitting down already in the virtual man cave / woman cave with me. But it's set to bring the league more than $1 billion annually. And, of course, I'm a capitalist. Get what you can get. So they are getting what they can get. I mean, again, it is the dollars and cents of the game. The dollars and cents of the game changes the name of stadiums, for goodness sake. Look, the Cincinnati Bengals are going to play at Paycor Stadium because they signed a naming rights deal. So it was formerly called Paul Brown Stadium. Forget you, Paul Brown. Now it's Paycor Stadium. So they sold the naming rights, you know, the stadium rights. And this is, who are they? Do you know who they are? They're a human resources software provider. And the agreement is for 16 years. So you know that this is serious, serious coin. We don't know the exact dollars, but the Cincinnati Enquirer is saying that the Bengals will get the first $60.5 million, and then 70% of the remaining revenue, with the county getting the other 30% per the terms of the lease. So that's a whole lot of money. They're capitalizing on the success they've had, and the company is capitalizing on name recognition and putting it out there. I mean, what's in a name when your name's in the stadium? I think that people, the more they see it, and of course it's in your face when it's on a stadium, so it's not going to be Paul Brown anymore, that it just highlights what you do. And I'm sure they'll have commercial opportunities in the guides, and who knows, probably commercials at the game. There'll be all kinds of things that will highlight that. When you have naming rights and you're paying that kind of money, I'm certain they're going to get something huge. So I talked about in college football the Big Ten nearing the deal that would include the alphabet soup of Fox, CBS, and NBC. It's going to be a whole bunch of money. That's what we know. You know, what's really interesting, because you have shakeups sometimes before the season, just like you do in the pro scene, like I'm talking about in the NFL. But Cale Gundy, and you might say, who? Has really been a fixture on Oklahoma sidelines. The longest tenured football coach in the Big 12 resigned Sunday night, saying he read aloud a word that I should never, under any circumstance, have uttered off the screen of a player's iPad during a film session last week. He said he noticed that a player who was supposed to be taking notes during a film session was distracted, so he picked up the player's iPad, read the words on the screen, including whatever this term is, and he said, the unfortunate reality is that someone in my position can cause harm without ever meaning to do it. So it was very cryptic. He wrote that in a statement posted to his Twitter account, and he said, in that circumstance, a man of character accepts accountability, and I take accountability for this mistake. I apologize. And he said in the moment he didn't even realize what he was reading, and then he was horrified. So anyway, he went round and round like that. But Gundy is the younger brother of Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy. He played quarterback for the Sooners from 90 to 93. He set all kinds of school records. People love him. And he returned as part of Bob Stoops' first staff in 99. He's been part of all of Oklahoma's 14 Big 12 titles and their 2000 national championship. So 16 years as the running backs coach, 7 more coaching inside receivers. I mean, he was the guy. Everybody knew him. He was around. So whatever he did, it rocked him enough that he thought, no, I'm taking responsibility. He resigned, and he spent like half his life there. So you know he was feeling bad, and that's why he decided he was, you know, pulling out. And so there you go. Gone. And we are out of the man cave because we're out of time. Stay with us as we close out the show next with Dr. Dorothy Travis Moore. Great conversation with her next.
Guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Dorothy Travis Moore joins us, and boy, has she really given back, and I can't wait to talk about her book, Moving Students from Potential to Performance. So she's been on this educational road for more than 35 years. She actually founded and raised the funds and everything else in between for Travis Academy in December of 96. She's been the president and CEO. And she has really devoted so much service to this organization and helping what I think is so lost in our society, at-risk students, helping them find, yes, their potential and place in society. So, boy, oh, boy, Dr. Moore, so much to talk about. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Kate, for having me. Yes, I am the founder of Sirium Travis Academy, and I ran that organization for 20 years and serving thousands upon thousands of students. And now I think that I want to share it with more schools and instructors around the country that we don't give up on our children. Yes, that's my message. And so I'm trying to share that with all of those, particularly those who come in contact and make, Kate, what I call a judgment call right away. Which students are going to make it? Which students are not going to make it? It's not fair to them. They all got potential on the inside of them. And with a little help, we can bring that out of them.
Boy, isn't that true that students get earmarked right away? Like, this is what's going to happen with this student. This is, they're not, they have no chance. Here's who's going to college. Here's who can't do that. I saw that growing up, absolutely, and I've seen it when I've spoken in education circles. So that's why I said I think your mission and your book is so powerful. So tell us what we can find in the book. What will we learn in the book?
In the book, I'm going to tell you about those stories. The stories of those, if you spend your time in the teacher's lounge. I avoid teacher's lounge many times. Not that all of them are like that, but where the negativity goes on. And then it feeds throughout the building. So what you're going to find in my book are stories of those who others thought could not make it. Kids who were struggling, kids who had issues, kids who were expelled from school, kids who were behind 3 and 4 grade levels, kids who were depressed because of foster home after foster home, and all of those children, how they managed to work and find that energy inside of themselves with the guidance of instructors and went on to do great things. And all I'm saying is that it's not limited to those. There are so many out there that we have put a label on that will do great things if we just work with them. So you're going to find some amazing stories in there. You know, kids who, I remember one particular young man, if I can share this real quickly. You know, he was from foster home to foster home, and first of all, with his parents, and he was just down, a ninth grader, he really didn't care if the sun didn't shine. I'm just going to be honest. But I began to say hello to him and speak to him and find those ways to compliment. Something about them to compliment them. I remember one day I told a kid, do that again. He looked at me and I said, walk through that door the way you walk through that door. That was awesome. You know, that kid got all his work done that day. Encouragement and connecting and building that relationship. And I had one young man that I coached him from ninth grade all the way through, simply by him one day helping me with my computer. And I said, you're great. Look, I've got some music. Can you transfer? Can you do this? Can you do that? Yeah, mm-hmm. And pretty soon, he was a helper in IT. And when he graduated from high school, a year later, he called me. It was 11:30 at night, Kane. And this kid called me. And I said, why are you calling me this time of night? He said, I'm in New Jersey. I'm on my way to Afghanistan. And if I don't make it back, I want you to know I'd never be the man I am had it not been for you. And all I'm saying in the book is there are story after story of kids who went on to make it. And you have to push yourself as an educator. Now, you don't have to be like me because, you know, I went knocking on doors. I went knocking on doors. A mother died. 4 kids I knew in the home. The grandmother, why the state put an 85-year-old grandmother over 4 teenage boys, okay? Different story altogether. And so they were not coming to school. And one day I thought, this is the last day they're going to be absent. It is now like 12:30 in the afternoon. I'm going boom, 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 knocking on the door. And then they're sleeping on the floor and everything, you know, and you got to put your dramatic face on. And I'm walking through that living room with these kids with girlfriends around me. You know, get up. Why aren't you in school? You have a purpose in life that I'm depending on you. You should not be sleeping. It is 12:30. I'm expecting to see all of you before 3 o'clock this afternoon. And I mean business. And if you don't think me, I mean business, then just wait for the police to come here. And I walked out and slammed the door. You know, those boys got up. And they were there.
Wow.
So I just share stories that, look, you all, don't just say, they want to. No, let's give them a chance. That's all. Let's give them a chance.
Oh, boy, so powerful, so many of the stories. I even like what Congresswoman Gwen Moore had to say about you. You know, one of the things that she said is that you are Dr. Dorothy Travis Moore is a trailblazer, and I'm proud to call, you know, Dr. Moore a lifelong friend to me and my friend, and proud that she works and educates children in the 4th Congressional District. And that was something,
yeah,
because...
Yeah, 4th District in Milwaukee, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she recognized you, you know, in mm-hmm. front of everybody, which I think is so important because you are a giver, you're an educator, you're an author, you're a minister, you're a foster parent, a mother, a wife. So, my goodness, you've been busy. How do you find time for all this love and care and concern? It's great.
Well, you know, I think I just operate at a high level of energy. but I find time to rest and relax. However, I will tell you, when I rest and I relax, I'm dangerous because ideas begin to flow and ways to improve come out of me, and I'm ready to go until the next time I go, okay, it's time to pause and take a break.
There you go. What do you think? I mean, this says, again, in talking about your book and the power of it, if people can spread the messages, read the stories, educators can get pumped up by moving students from potential to performance, because there's nothing greater than that, and you can get this book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and whatnot. But what do you think about where we are with education now? So many teachers are leaving. There's not enough teachers. It's so sad.
Yes. You know, I just spoke last Monday at a high school. And you know what, Kate? It is what I hope my book, The Mission, will accomplish. 200 high school staff members, and most of them said, you know, like, we really didn't want to be here. We looked at them. But after we had a conversation, after we encouraged each other, after I tell them, even in my book, at the end of each chapter, that there are what I call some tips on moving students, that you can think about, you know, that things like, how do you value your parents? Have you connected with them? Oh, let me think about that. Let me do that. So there are tips at the end of each chapter that talks about ways in which you can connect with children. And so anyway, at this opening of school, here I am in the state of Mississippi now, and to hear getting emails afterwards from those staff members who said thank you, because I didn't really have the energy. I didn't know what I was going to face this year, but I was just doubtful. But you brought up the fact that my greatest fear is that, you know, not that I'm inadequate, as Ms. Williamson said, but that I'm powerful beyond measure, and all we got to do is support each other. And I tell them, stand on each other's shoulders. You can do it. Everybody can't leave education. And this is a critical, critical time. And the most valuable resource we have are our children. And we as a country are neglecting that, to step up to the plate. So let's hope, number one, that our government will step up to the plate and value teachers in education and make those financial kinds of adjustments that will make them say, ha, you know, this is a career. And then teach our teachers, too, that it is valuable in our world, that it's valuable. It's not just a job, but embrace that career and applaud them so that we keep them in education. And then you have people who will be willing, like me, to kind of go around, you know, when you get down, because it happens when you're working with human beings, and children, you know, or different kinds of individuals, mm-hmm. have someone to say, hey, let me give you a pat on the back. We can run this race just a little bit longer.
Perfect place to end this. Moving Students from Potential to Performance. Terrific book. Get it. Dr. Dorothy Travis Moore. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kate, for having me.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this show. Remember to make it count, everybody.
Well, I dusted off my lonely suit, and I polished my only shoes. I did my best to impress my second chance with you.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney.
I have them.
Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.